Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, how are you, Bagsy? Can we be real?
Can we be real?
Yes, how are you, Bags?
Yeah, good, mate.
Matthew?
Yeah, good.
Cost of living, crisis, not going anywhere. Everyone's talking about it. Everywhere I go,
how are we
going
to solve it?
Well, I mean, you know,
there's so many ways that you can.
On a global level, on a national level, on a personal little...
Let's go with personal.
Household level, you know, where we're tightening our belts around the place. I'm up the kids, you know, about leaving the lights on and stuff like that. We're getting to that level.
I remember when we were growing up.
Remember
like,
that?
Yeah, like the time showers, turn the lights off in the rooms if you're not using
it. My mum and dad used to scream, "We don't own CQEB." That was the Queensland.
Yeah.
Southeast Queensland Energy
C-Queb.
Board. Yeah. CQEB. We don't own bloody CQEB, you know. And
all of these kind of sayings are coming back into the vernacular, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And it shits me when my kids go to school and I realise they've left every light upstairs on. Like they don't even open the blinds to let the actual sunlight in.
I tell you who doesn't give a shit about these problems is girls on or guys on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I was listening to Kyle and Jackie O last week, and there was a girl on there that was she was on there to explain to her mother, you know how Kyle and Jack like to have those, you know, scenarios where the mum's on the phone,
yes.
She doesn't know what the daughter's about to tell her, but then the daughter says to her mother, "Mum, I'm on OnlyFans at the moment." And then the mum will say, "Well, what are you doing on OnlyFans?" And she's like, "Look, I'm not doing like anything, like I'm just doing boobs out,
okay,
and a bit of like self play or pleasure."
Oh, okay.
You know, and she's like, "What the fuck are you doing that for?"
Yeah. Oh God,
and
I can't
imagine. "Look, Mum, I'm making $40,000 a month."
Oh.
And Mum's like, "Well, you could be a bloody lawyer." She's like, "I'm still not going to make $40,000 a month." There's this whole argument going on.
It'd cost her $40,000 a month
to get the degree.
It's a very hard sell these days to say to kids, you know, go to uni and get one of those degrees, you know, because degrees cost, don't mean get one of those fancy degrees. But what I mean is degrees cost different amounts.
Totally.
And a law degree is a very expensive degree.
Yeah. And at first when you hear the scenario and you're thinking it's like a Jerry Springer type of scenario where you're like, "Oh God, this is going to blow up." You do start to go, "Geez, this girl is making $40,000.
Yes.
$40,000.
A month.
A month.
It's hard to argue with Mum.
Well, yeah.
You know?
When you're in this crisis time where everyone's trying to, you know, not turn the lights on in rooms and all that kind of stuff, you're thinking, well, she doesn't give a fuck.
No. God.
She's just living her life, doing her thing. And let's get on OnlyFans.
Let's all get on OnlyFans. It's fascinating to me because I think, how do you build a profile on OnlyFans? I don't know much
about
it.
It's like starting an Instagram account.
Okay, so if it's...
Isn't it? I, by the way, I haven't been on there. But
me
like,
neither.
Like, as in, I think it's just like starting an account, like you would say Patreon.
Yeah.
Or any other subscription service.
Yeah.
And then uploading content. But you know how we have Patreon?
Yeah.
Join the Patreon, guys, if you want to support the podcast.
Please do. There's no boobs out, though.
No, there isn't. Play. Maybe we need to start that, though.
Maybe we do.
Whose boobs?
Yours.
Okay.
Because what I'm wondering is, like, you know, I understand if the maths girls get on OnlyFans because they've already got a fan base and they've got, like, all their Instagram followers and that to say, hey, I'm on OnlyFans
sure.
now. But if you're a girl from Sydney, how do you, even if you're, like, very, very beautiful and all that, how do you build up a following to get to, like, 40 grand a month?
Well, I guess it's time, isn't it? And just letting people know, like, and getting the word out there.
Gosh. you know, that's what I think. Surely not everyone's just making...
No,
so much money.
No,
like,
exactly. Yeah, there's only a percentage of people that are making this kind of money.
Interesting.
But I do see all of the stories where, like, the girls from MAFS go on OnlyFans
yeah.
and then they get their photos and images leaked and then yes. they're shamed. And it's like, for me, it's horrible.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because you've got to pay to see their content. But then what's stopping
and
someone?
And it is illegal to share it.
Yes, it is.
But it still happens.
But people do because people are assholes.
Right.
I love the idea of the feet, selling
yeah.
feet pics.
And mean, you've got good feet.
Then I don't think they're that good.
No, they're good.
I've got high arches and, I mean, I get pedicures every 2 weeks and so I've always got painted toenails.
Yeah.
But, like, I've just Googled it here and I've got this website, how to sell feet pics on OnlyFans and earn big dollars.
Because feet, who gives a shit, right?
Who cares? You can see me feet. You're welcome to them.
Right. And so where...
But it says you can earn upwards of thousands of dollars a month, and many creators do. How can I? It's just a few hours a week. I can build my feet business on OnlyFans. Let's do it, guys.
Feet. I need to get my toenails fixed up, though, because they're a bit yellow and crusty.
You got to get into regular pedicures.
Yeah.
Also, I...
I guess if it's a moneymaker, you're taking care of it, aren't you?
It's your business.
Yeah.
It's your future. Your feet are your future.
It's an investment.
It is an investment in your future. I also got a really good tip recently, which was put Vaseline on your heels and put socks on to go to bed.
Oh, for the cracks.
Just to keep those heels supple.
Yeah, OnlyFans, guys.
Mm. I'm seeing here that it's just so hard to make money on that. It says the top 10% OnlyFans content creators, they'll earn about $1,000 a month. That's a top 10%.
$1,000 a month?
And you're selling out? You're selling out your nudity for that.
And the top 1% generate over $6,000 a month.
I find it very hard to believe that my feet would only generate $6,000
a month. Hang on a sec, guys. $6,000 a month is just a job. Like, it's just a job. Don't get naked then. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, wait, so where are these stories coming from where I'm hearing that this girl is making 40 grand a month?
It's almost like it's bullshit. I don't know. It's worth a try. I mean, oh, here's the categories of feet that are popular. Tattooed feet. Mine aren't tattooed. Barefoot. Socks. What's the big fizz about that? Soles.
Do you know why the feet fetish is a thing? Like, what is the fetish about? Like, why wasn't it elbows or anything? Why is it foot that becomes the hot thing?
Well, because a lot of people hate feet. So I think anything that most people think is gross, some people will then therefore go, oh, well, then I think it's sexy.
Right.
That's just a weird brain, the way the brain works. The brain fetishizes things that most people think are gross. You know how some people think poo is sexy?
Like
whatever,
no.
Yeah, some people do. Like the thing, whatever most people think is gross, some people go, okay, then I'm going to say it's sexy. So most of us think feet are kind of yuck. So you know how some people go, ugh, bare feet at Coles. Oh, I hate how the Hemsworths don't wear shoes at Byron Bay. Some people say that.
Sure.
So then other people go, oh, well, then I'm going to say it's sexy. And I'm going to get on OnlyFans and see ladies bare feet. Some dirty feet go really well on OnlyFans, I'm reading here.
Dirty feet.
Just dirty feet. So some people are just fully pulling themselves to pieces over those photos of Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, and his dirty Coles feet.
And his dirty Coles feet in Byron Bay.
What the hell?
God. Sexuality is a funny old thing, isn't it?
Isn't it? And especially these days as well because, yeah, I don't think I can bring myself to getting on OnlyFans.
I think
even though I hear, like, well, actually now that it's disappointing that it's only $6,000 a month. But if I was, you know, when you're hearing 40 grand, 50 grand a month, Your brain does go, gee whiz, that would pay off everything.
Wouldn't it?
In just like 2 years, 3 years. Okay, great.
What about your beautiful wife, Yulia? Now, don't freak out. Hear me out. Does she, I'm not saying, you know, anything really untoward, but I would imagine she would have beautiful feet.
She's got great feet. Yeah.
Would you consider.
Have you scrolled through the Instagram to look at the feet?
I might have.
Okay.
But she hasn't done specific footwork. On
have
Insta.
You thought about, okay, maybe there's a potential business over here?
I thought she could shake her little moneymakers. on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Her beautiful little petite Russian feet.
For $6,000 a month, though.
No,
I
guess she...
it's just a foot. It's just explaining it to her mum and to me, to be honest with you. I think, like, I don't know if I feel great about people. Because what are they doing with
her
that?
Her mum doesn't have to know. Not everyone has to go on Kyle and Jackie O to talk to their mum about their OnlyFans. That's not part of it. That's not in the terms and conditions. You don't have to do that. You two could just quietly.
I don't think you can do. Can you do OnlyFans quietly?
Yes.
Like if I was secretly on OnlyFans this entire time, right?
I would love that. But I'd love to find that out. Wouldn't you love that, Matthew?
Like, wouldn't you have found out by now?
I'd love to find out you were an OnlyFans bear.
A bear? Mate, why am I a bear?
Because you're hairy. That's a bear. I'd love to find that out. That you were just like in like David Beckham undies.
Dancing around.
Yeah. You and Yulia just in your apartment in Sydney.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd love that.
I don't think you could keep it a secret though. I feel like it would get out somehow.
I think people do.
Well, maybe people can share this with us, but yeah. I don't feel like it would be possible to contain this.
I don't know either, but I feel like people do. Are people secretly on OnlyFans?
I feel like you've talked about how there's like software. I feel like we've talked about this before, but there's software people use to like change their face.
I mean, have you seen some of the filters?
Oh, you could wear a balaclava. Could you? Or is that not hot?
I don't think, no, you look like a sex offender. I don't find that hot. Maybe some people do, but but I know some of the, I mean, Instagram filters and TikTok filters, these people do not look like themselves. Have you seen?
Yeah, of course.
Khloe Kardashian?
Yeah, I mean, have you seen it when your real face pops into it?
And then
you just get exposed?
Yeah.
Because the lighting changed or something and then all of a sudden, there's your real face.
Yeah, holy shit. Khloe Kardashian doesn't really look like that. Yeah, I think, oh, here we go. Here's another article, how to make money on OnlyFans without showing your face, anonymous OnlyFans. Yeah, I mean, feet's got to come into that category.
Yeah.
How to stay anonymous on OnlyFans, strategies for 2024. Yeah.
Is this something that you worry about with, you've got teenagers?
How to keep my OnlyFans anonymous?
Well, no, but like with kids, right? Like,
yeah.
Like they're growing up with this being normal.
Mm.
Like they would be going to school hearing about that they would know the word OnlyFans by now, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the thing is, it's like when we were, you know, when we were younger hearing the word MySpace and going, oh, what's MySpace? Going, let's go play on that, right? Like they are aware that this is a thing.
Yeah.
And it's an option if they wanted to.
It's like, always been an option though to a certain extent. Like I remember when we were kids.
No, there was never this level of like.
There were magazines and stuff that girls.
You can't put yourself in it.
Oh, you sort of could.
Like Zoomag.
No, but like lower rent. Versions.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like girls I went to school. A girl I went to school with popped up in a low rent magazine. I remember.
Mm.
So there's always been, you know.
It was the oldest profession in the world, isn't it?
But.
Is it more common now?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, absolutely.
Or was it always as common? Was there always the same amount of people attracted to the sex industry, but now it's just more spoken about now?
Exactly. I don't know and we'll never know. But yeah, it is sex work. It is the sex industry. So, but I know when I worked as a receptionist in the sex industry, it was all girls wanted to be anonymous. It was incredibly important to the girls that they weren't ever sprung. Whereas now sex workers I know are having photo shoots and advertising themselves online. So it's very, very different industry now.
Yeah. When we were on Hamilton Island, I think we spoke about this before, but we met the couple by the pool.
You and Yulia, yeah.
You and Yulia. Me and Yulia.
You and Yulia, yeah. Not me and Yulia.
That were on OnlyFans as a couple, and the husband was the one that was kind of directing the photos and doing all the bits and pieces, and she was on there doing the nudity, and she spoke about the amount of money that she was making at the time. And
was it their main job?
That's all they did.
Wow.
And they paid off their property, a beautiful big property in Terranora.
Oh, yeah?
Up on the hill.
Yeah.
In Queensland.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, like 28 years old.
So they're not doing $6,000 a month. They're doing okay?
Maybe not now, though.
Cost of living.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've taken a hit. I wonder if OnlyFans has taken a hit. If people are, like, cutting back their subscriptions or if you go, nah, Netflix can go, but I'm keeping my OnlyFans.
Well, yeah, I think that would be, like, where's the audience?
At home.
Yeah. And, and
you know,
what's more important?
Yeah, I wonder.
Bridgerton?
Oh, you let BritBox go, I reckon. I'm going to let BritBox go first.
Stan?
I'm tossing up Stan and Netflix. Yeah. I would never let Stan go because that's where RuPaul's Drag Race is. So right, I cannot let that go.
Binge. Where's Binge at?
Binge, I do.
Now that's
love,
got Succession.
Yes, exactly right. So I do. It's got a lot of things I love. So yeah. I personally, it's got Lifestyle Channel, so I'm not leaving.
But OnlyFans.
God, these are the tough questions facing households in Australia. Yeah. Blimey. I just have to send the kids to state school. That's going to happen before I let my OnlyFans go.
Yeah. Do you have to talk to teenagers now about this kind of stuff? Do you have to say, okay, well, this exists or
oh,
not?
Yeah. Well, I would think, yeah, I mean, they know. Yeah. I think.
But is it a weird thing to talk about?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to bring it up. Like sex, talking with, is it hard to do this?
Not for me.
To have the sex conversation?
Not for me. I mean, they bring up a lot of stuff. But they certainly, I will say they have a friend who's forbidden from having a boyfriend. And so she does have a boyfriend, of course.
Secretly.
Secretly.
Yeah.
And he has some behaviours that are troubling. And so she can't talk to her parents about it, which I think is troubling.
Dangerous.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And so
you want an open dialogue going on between your kids all the time,
yeah,
right?
So
and you don't want to shut them down by putting those rules on them.
My kids find it troubling. They talk to me a lot about it and say, you know, this is another thing he's saying or doing.
Mm.
And they say, you know, that they think his behaviour is troubling and they think it's a shame that she can't speak to her parents about it because she's, you know, she's upset by it. And
yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's really important, obviously, that I think that when you shut down their behaviour and when you ban things and things like that, all that happens is they just won't talk to you about it. So, yeah, they bring things to me all the time about, you know, a friend of theirs saying that she wants to leave school next year when she can and become a stripper and maybe a sex worker. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I imagine it must be so hard for a parent right now with anyone with a kid age between say 10 and 20, because you've got all of this new technology going on, and then you've also got things that are going on where, you know, if they do make that mistake, which is an easy mistake for any kid to make in that age bracket where they do go and join one of these things, and then that photo or image of them gets used against them,
yeah,
to pay a ransom. So that they, like all of this kind of weird shit that's
going
on, right? And it's like, that would be scary for parents as well where.
Oh, yeah. I mean, kids have taken their own lives because they've been,
like ashamed.
Extorted. Yeah. Sextortion.
Sextortion.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this being discussed in schools or is it?
I think so. It's certainly discussed in our home. But again, I wonder how much of that is that Matthew and I do a true crime podcast. Mm. So we talk about it in our work. So, of course, I go straight home and say to them, oh, my God, guys, I talked to this guy today from this police task force and he was telling me about sextortion. And a lot of times they're like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. And so we talk about it at our house.
What is sextortion exactly? Sextortion, so basically someone puts a photo of themselves up?
No, it's where usually they're targeted online, like, you know, in a game or in a space where someone...
So not even on one of these sexual apps. It's actually somewhere innocent.
Totally innocent.
Wow.
The predators are out there. I mean, there was a case here in Australia where a boy took his own life and they've recently, the investigation has traced it back to Nigeria. It's a scam. It's an online scam where because people sell the images. It's a big financial, you know, scam, where they approach young people online in their own spaces where they feel safe and where they're spending time online, and they catfish them. They appear to be other young people and gain their trust, and then one way or another they convince them to share nude pictures, inappropriate pictures, either by making them feel like they're in some kind of relationship or by gaining enough information about them where they blackmail them into sharing images with them. And then once they've got the images, then they can keep extorting them. Keep sharing images with me, or I'm going to share these with everyone in your contacts. I'm going to share these images online. I'm going to share them with your parents. Because kids, you know, unwittingly share enough information online where these people can gain their contacts and things like that.
Wow.
And then this is child exploitation material that circulates around the world now is gained this way.
Mm.
And lots of the sextortion as well, they might not even have a photo of you. Like, they'll just say they do.
Yeah, they'll just convince you that they have something against you.
Yeah, my friend got that email not too long ago saying, like, we accessed your webcam, but he doesn't have a webcam. But, like, they say, we've got all these pictures of you. If you don't pay, we'll, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you do have to talk to your kids about this stuff.
Yeah.
And as I say, I feel fortunate that I know this because of our line of work and that I talk to my kids about it, because I think a lot of kids don't know about it because their parents don't know about it.
Mm.
And I think schools are catching up, and I know of programs, again, through our work that are going into schools, but, yeah, a lot of people just don't know about it, so they're not talking to their kids about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild.
I know. But I think that's also maybe behind a lot of the OnlyFans stuff. I think a lot of young people think they want to have ownership of their images and their sexuality.
But even when you're having this conversation, it just says to me, don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think? Like, yeah. It just, as soon as you say all of this stuff where people are using it against people and threatening them and asking for money and or whatever they're asking for, I just think, oh, don't even put yourself in anywhere near that situation.
Of course. But I think maybe it generates a feeling of, well, if I have an OnlyFans account, well, come at me, bro. Like, no one can extort me for my nudes if I have control over my own nudity.
And everyone knows I'm nude.
Yeah.
You know,
I think there is a sense of...
might as well be nude. Let's all be nude.
Shame over my body, my nudity, and having ownership over that, you know. If I don't have shame around that, then no one can use it against me. Fucking weird world, man.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
My hairdresser, Jeff, has brought to my attention a campaign that been raging for a couple of years, actually.
Yeah.
It's been on the go, and it is about bringing back an expression to the Australian lexicon that I wasn't aware had left until he mentioned it. I was like, yeah, you're right. We don't hear this much anymore. Rack off.
Rack off.
Oh, rack off, will ya?
Yeah.
And ever since he mentioned it to me, I have tried it around the house a bit. Rack off.
Rack off. How's it taking on?
Look, there's a bit of bafflement at home.
Yeah, rack off. It's almost in like the cowabunga, you know, like.
I must admit, because I just kind of go with fuck off mainly. Yeah. And so I thought.
Or piss off.
Piss off.
Yeah, and rack off.
So I thought it's better. I really am going to try and pull rack off into the house.
Yeah.
I think it's a much more positive. Mm. It's got the vibe. It's got the, you know, the seriousness, but without the swearing.
Yeah, I don't feel like the rack off though. Rack off is not giving you the fuck off vibe.
It's definitely a
volume down. Volumes down.
Well, it depends. Let me give you let me present to you a piece by the Home and Away Players. I mean, this really
Rack off is definitely Home and Away, isn't it?
Very Home and Away.
Yeah.
And in fact, here is a montage of rack off
from Alf.
From everybody. This is a fabulous montage.
Irene.
Yeah, well, I don't even know. This is pre-Irene. I mean, Isla Fisher's in this one. Danny Minogue's in this one.
Gee whiz.
This is old school classic rack off.
Okay.
We like to be by ourselves. Can you rack off and leave us alone?
Yeah.
Rack off, Beth.
Rack off, Beth.
What about me pay?
You've eaten half of it, now rack off.
Did you do it? Rack off.
Rack
What's
off.
Wrong?
Rack off. What's going on?
None of your business. Rack off.
Get out of the boat, Justine.
Get out of the boat.
Rack off, Aaron.
Have you ever bothered to consider anybody else's feelings?
Rack off.
No, you get it through your thick skull.
Stephen.
Rack off.
Well, I don't want it to see him.
Well, okay, you've done that. Now you can rack off.
You'd know, would you?
No, he wouldn't know anything.
Oh, rack off, Tug.
Rack off,
Tug.
Blood
money either. I don't want it. Go on, rack off.
Oh, I'm hurt and deeply wounded.
Oh, rack off.
Rack off.
That's enough of that, Emma. I don't think that's very suitable language for a school, do you?
No, sir.
And we like to be by ourselves. Can you rack off and leave us alone?
Rack off.
Rack off.
Fisher was in there. Everyone was in there.
Very Australian, isn't it?
Oh, it's so Australian. And it reminded me, and I said to Jeff, oh, my God, do you remember that song Rack Off Normie?
No.
That's what Jeff said. And I go, are you serious? He goes, no, I've never heard that. And Jeff's about, oh, he's not my age, he's a bit younger. But and Mon was there. Jeff and Mon were both there. I was like, rack off, Normie, you and your mates. They were like, no. I said, oh, my God, I loved this song so much as a kid. And Mum used to sing it to me. And I think it was from a kids show. I'm not sure. Check this out. This is as Aussie as all get out. And this was like, this was my childhood. This lady's name's Maureen.
I was minding me business down in the street. There was a nice Hell's Angel I was hoping to meet. I was standing on the footpath having a nice dream, and he was in the path and I'm buying an ice cream. Along came a lure in a hot FJ.
An old FJ?
He leaned out the window and he said,
g'day.
He said,
my name's Normie, do you want a ride?
And then me Hell's Angel hero came out from inside.
Here we go.
He said, rack off, Normie, you and your mates. I know what you're after, but I'll put you straight. I'll smash your back window with the great lump of rock. So rack off now before I do me block.
Rack off now before I do me block.
That's what Mummy used to sing to me.
This is... What year is this?
This is 70s.
70s?
Early 70s.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she goes on about how she went off with the Hell's Angel and that didn't work out, surprisingly enough. And then later in life, she wishes she'd hooked up with Normie in his FJ.
Yeah,
that's what the song's
hell.
About. And that she wishes she hadn't said, rack off, Normie, you and your mates. I know what you've done. I'll set you straight, blah, blah, blah. That's what the song's about. But, yeah, for some reason, my mum... You know, you do this when you have kids. You just...
Sing songs to them?
You pluck weird shit out of the ether.
Yeah.
And you turn it into your kind of family folklore.
Totally.
And my mum just plucked this song out of nowhere. Because I even... When I left the hairdressers... Oh, actually, I was sitting at the hairdressers. I said, I'm going to text mum and see if she remembers this song. So I text my mum and I go, oi, mum, remember that song Rack Off Normie? Where did that come from? She texts me back, no. That was it. No, I was like, fuck, mum, you do remember it. You used to sing it to me all the time. She goes, no, I don't remember it. So after I left Jeff's. I went down to Mum's and I was like, Mum, you do remember. Remember, rack off
Normie.
Oh, this is
how much it bothered you. You actually left the hairdressers and walked to your Mum's
joint. Yeah, it was only a few blocks away. And I said, Mum, remember, rack off Normie, you and your mates? And she was like, oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do remember it. So then we Googled it and we found Rack Off Normie, you and your mates. And she was like, oh, God, I can't remember you. I can't believe you remember that.
Yeah, and also is she just saying, yeah, I remember it, just to kind of let you know, is this really that important to you?
Yeah, she was a bit spun out. She was looking at me like, are you high? But I was when I was playing it to her, she's like, yeah, okay, I do remember it. And I was like, why did you sing that? She goes, I don't know, you liked it.
Yeah.
You liked it.
I mean, so it's very catchy. Yeah.
And she's like, you know, kids, they like,
yeah,
stuff.
Like this kind of music. Yeah.
She'd go, rack off, Normie, you and your mates, and she'd do a little dance for me, and I'd sing it with her. So rack off.
Toowoomba,
circa late 70s.
Yes.
You know, me booting around the house with no shoes on, going, Mum, sing the Normie song. She'd be like, oh, righto, rack off, Normie, you and your mates.
So then what did it come on in the hairdresser? How did it come up in the...
No, he showed me the Rack Off compilation from Home and Away.
Right.
We were laughing about that. Yes. And then I went, oh, what about, remember that song, Rack Off Normie, you and your mates? And him and Mon went, what are you talking about?
And so do you think that Rack Off should come back?
Totally. And I'm saying Rack Off a
lot around
the house.
Is this your campaign to bring Rack Off back into the...
I'm saying it around Altona. I'm saying it around the neighbourhood.
Is it catching on though? Like, I mean, I don't feel like it's got the oomph and the power of a piss off or a fuck off.
Let's try it. Let's try and just tone down the language a bit. Hey, woo, woo, tone down the language. There's ladies around. Rack Off.
Is that a very like a 70s thing, like to not swear? Where now fuck is not really considered that bad a word. Right?
Well, the
fuck
other,
is at
the other
level
thing.
Of rack.
In the 70s, when we used to go to the pub of a weekend, you know, we kids sat in the ladies' lounge with the ladies and the dads were in the front bar.
Where the fucks were.
The fucks were contained in the front bar.
You guys were in the rack.
We were in the ladies' lounge keeping it polite and there were zero fucks in there.
No.
Zero. And so you were lucky if there was a shit thrown around in there.
Really?
Absolutely. Polite. And the mums were blind.
Yeah.
But there was
shit or fucks or piss offs.
No.
Yeah.
And there's ladies and little kids in there. And I would go, please, can I go and ask Dad for some chips? And because I'm desperate to get in the front bar. Desperate. Typical me. Desperate to be where the fucking action was in the front bar. And because the ladies' lounge is a bit boring. and they go, she'd go, oh, all right. And so I remember walking into the front bar, a little tiny girl standing in the doorway, and they'd all go, shh, 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 shh. And then I'd be looking around for my dad, and he'd be leaning on the bar, and he'd go, oh, g'day, what do you want? And I'd go, can I have some chips? And he'd go, all righto, give some barbecue chips, will you? And he'd go, go on then, get out of here. You know, no little girls in the front bar. Go on, get out. And I go, oh, thanks. But I got a few seconds.
Oh.
I got a few seconds in the front bar.
Did you hear a fuck while you were in there?
Oh, it maybe accidentally I'd hear one, but then they'd all be so ashamed if I heard one because they'd all go, shh, 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 shh.
Yeah.
Little girl in here.
If you have a secret and you want to share it on the podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page and we will see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, rack off.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.